Why the Spider Has Long Legs, written by Charlotte Gillane, illustrated by Steve Dorado. Long, long ago, a spider called Anansi lived in Africa. Anansi looked very different from the spiders you see today. Instead of long, thin legs, Anansi's legs were short and thick. Anansi was a very clever spider. He was also always hungry, but he was too lazy to cook. Instead, he would visit his friends at dinner time, and they would feed him. One day, Anansi went to Kima, the monkey's house, and smelled a lovely dinner cooking on the fire.
"I'm cooking beans," said Kima. "They will be ready in about half an hour."
But Anansi could not wait. Anansi tied a silk thread around one of his legs and gave the other end to Kima.
"Pull this thread when dinner is ready," Anansi told Kima, and off he went.
Next, Anansi went to Swala, the antelope's house.
"I'm cooking vegetables," said Swala, "but they're not quite ready yet."
So Anansi tied a thread around another leg and asked Swala to pull the thread when dinner was ready. Anansi went to Kiboko, the hippopotamus's house.
"I'm cooking rice," said Kiboko, "but it is not ready to eat yet."
Once more, Anansi tied a thread around another leg and asked Kiboko to pull it when the food was ready to eat. At every house Anansi visited, he did not want to wait for his dinner. He tied a thread around each of his legs and asked his friends to pull when their food was ready to eat. Anansi went down to the river and lay in the shade. He felt very pleased with himself. But his stomach was rumbling. He was feeling very hungry now. All of a sudden, someone pulled one of the threads on Anansi's legs. Then another friend pulled a thread, and another. All of Anansi's legs were being pulled in different directions. Anansi's legs stretched and stretched until they were long and thin. He never looked the same again, and today, Anansi uses his sticky threads to catch his own dinner. The end.